welcome to Punta Vista, episode 366. I am Ben, and look, this is crazy, but would you like to get off the train with me here in Vienna? Like, I know we only just met, but look, okay, so I fly out tomorrow, but I didn't really have enough money for a hotel. So my plan was I was just going to, like, spend the night walking around, and, like, I feel like we had a connection. And I feel like maybe you felt that too. And I was really hoping that you'd like to join me. I'm so glad you feel the same way. Let me just, I'm going to go grab my bags and the other two members of my polycule. this is my partner, Craig. He has a bit of a thing about trains. So don't be too put off if he spends the whole night sort of telling you a lot of train facts or asking you a lot of questions about how you feel about trains or what happened on your train trips. This is Craig. It's Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
You're Craig.
I don't look like Ethan Hawke at all.
No, you're sort of in a... Do we describe men as homely ever?
We should. Like, for me personally, for you, we should be.
Yeah, you are kind of homely. Yeah.
I have kind eyes, though. Kind eyes.
So. That's true. I don't think Celine is going to be put off by you necessarily.
Why would you be? I'm very engaging. I know a lot of facts about trains.
Yeah, and she just spent quite a lot of time on a train, so I think she would
like
love.
Train. Yes. She's, like, really easy to talk to. So
she
I
could
think...
have flown, right? So, like, she must have chose a train on purpose.
Yeah.
This is my other partner, who is also called Craig, and he also has a thing about trains. So, same warning, I guess. It's Theo. Hi, Theo.
Hey, how you going? This is actually a tram. Mm-hmm. It's a light rail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't think he knows much about trains at all. That's not true at all.
221.
Oh, no. Oh, my Craigs are fighting. I hate it when my Craigs fight. Theo, you've not seen the movie that was a thing about, have you?
I've seen it. I think I just don't particularly remember it very well.
You dog. You piece of shit.
Before sunset? After midnight?
Before sunrise, yeah.
Before sunrise.
Yes. None of the three of them are called after midnight, but all three of
You're
them
on
start
the right
with
track.
Before. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Before sunset. Before lunchtime.
Before sunrise. Before sunset. Before midnight. That's okay. Right.
All right.
Wonderful movies. You should rewatch them, the first two.
I saw the
first
one.
Check them out.
Yeah. You should watch the second one. The second one's beautiful. How long ago do you reckon you watched the first one?
Oh, probably 5 years ago.
Okay, wait 4 more years and then watch the second one, and it's going to hit so hard.
Yeah, it'll hit harder.
Unless you
there's
can't
been
remember.
9 years between?
There's been 9 years between, yeah.
Yeah, but I better rewatch the first one now, so I've got... get my 9 years in as early as I can.
Maybe you could...
And I can see that again in
2033. What's your ideal Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, pick your Ethan Hawke.
Pick your Ethan Hawke.
I haven't seen that much Ethan Hawke, to be honest, apart from him. Okay, my ideal Ethan Hawke is him doing interviews, just like sort of with this kindness and intelligence.
Older.
That he
kind
speaks.
And warm and intelligent, doesn't he? Like his character in the Before movies is real.
Yeah. Yeah, except that guy's really annoying, and I never find real Ethan Hawke that annoying.
I think this is something about watching those movies as perhaps a man, is that the first time you watch the movie, let's say you're in your early 20s, and you watch it and you're roughly the age Jesse is supposed to be, you see yourself so much in that character that you don't realize that he is a really annoying guy.
Yeah, and when you're a 20-year-old woman, you think, wow, that's the perfect man. Like, that's the ideal guy. And then you turn 30 and you're like, Jesse is so fucking annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then you watch the second movie and you're like, oh, they've grown a little bit, but they're both still kind of the same.
Hmm.
But in a way that's nice. There's a nice bit of realism there, I think. I think that movie has shockingly profound depths of characterization to it that, all of them do, that really makes you reevaluate them over time.
Hmm. You're in the pocket of Big Linklater.
I am, and he's not that big. But I would love to be carried around in his little pockets watching him make his delightful films. Did you guys like Boyhood?
I never saw Boyhood.
I own it on Blu-ray, and I haven't watched it.
Oh, you should. It's good. Okay. It's kind of pointless and meandering. Like, it doesn't have a
isn't
plot
that
arc.
Like life?
Yes, that's very true. And there's one partner that comes off as being profoundly patronizing to the point of racism on the behalf of the director and writer.
Okay.
But other than that, that's really lovely, really beautiful movie. Hey, Boyhood, that's set in a part of America. I'm not sure what region it is, but I'm sure there are some things in there that are regional. It's time for regional bullshit.
Regional bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it.
It's a really long tale. This was sent into us by listener Bernard, perhaps Bernard. I'm not entirely sure.
I like Bernard. He should go with Bernard either way.
I think if you're not already going by Bernard, you should probably go change by now. Bernard. This comes to us from the Louisiana Illuminator.
Mm.
Great fucking name for a
great
newspaper.
Name.
Testing finds mostly foreign shrimp at Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's
they bussing those shrimp in?
Yeah. The Democrats are bussing in the shrimp. Genetic testing of seafood served at the recent Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival in Morgan City found 4 out of 5 vendors evaluated were serving foreign shrimp passed off as local.
Sorry, okay.
Yes.
Can we...
Hmm?
I need to address one thing, please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Louisiana...
Yes.
Shrimp...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And...
Correct.
Petroleum...
That's right.
Festival.
Oh, problem? Yeah, you betcha.
Problem?
Morgan City, Louisiana. What's the question that you just sort of said?
Well, I just don't think those two things taste good together.
Yeah, well, that would be very...
That's kind of a Louisiana thing.
Yeah. Hey, nothing but a Louisiana thing.
Oh, gas gumbo?
They're celebrating the two founding industries of their beautiful, vibrant local community.
I get it.
I'd probably keep them separate personally, yes. But I guess, I don't know.
Feels like those,
pack them all
those,
into one festival.
Yeah, maybe those two industries are perhaps at odds with each other.
Oh, I can see that, yeah. You know, I did my usual thing of sort of going through their schedule of events and stuff. This is getting a little ahead of ourselves, but it's all right. There's a lot of stuff related to shrimp.
Okay,
and
yes.
Not an awful lot of stuff related to petroleum.
Okay, all right. That's
so
good.
You can go on board one of the world's first floating oil drilling rigs, Mr. Charlie. Which is always there and part of a museum, so you can always do that. That's not festival specific. There is a blessing of the fleet, where I believe an ordained Catholic priest will just bless all the boats that turn up in the bay that day.
Okay.
Is he flicking his water out there, do you think?
He's probably got a water gun just to sort of get the distance. And there's the Petro Pit.
Ooh, what's that?
It's the VIP lounge of the festival where you can pay $50 and there's like special exclusive stuff that happens inside the Petro Pit. But they don't say what.
Like ladies gas wrestling? Petroleum
I think it's
wrestling?
Ladies, yeah, they're just in crude oil and they're getting they're fighting, but you know, they're. Ooh,
you know.
Yeah,
that's 100% what's happening in the Petro Pit.
Yeah, which fellas go crazy for that. And a few ladies. These days, the way things are.
Sure.
The testing was performed at the 5-day festival over the Labor Day weekend by CD Consulting.
Hey, check out this new diet I'm on.
Yeah.
We hit our KPIs, ladies and gentlemen. A food safety tech company that recently developed a rapid seafood species identification test.
Is it just looking at it?
Is it just looking at it?
Yeah. Shrimp.
Shrimp.
What happens
foreign
if we
shrimp,
actually get
Louisiana
Craig to
shrimp.
Look at it? Yeah, Craig could basically name all kinds of shrimp there is. He could tell from looking. Company owner Dave Williams of Houston said local shrimpers in Louisiana invited him to Morgan City to try out his technology at the festival, first held in 1936, and where attendees would expect to find local catch. But you can kind of see that there's already like a kind of a subtext there. So the local shrimpers asked him to do it because they know it's not their shrimp that's being sold at the Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum
Festival. They know
what's
happening, huh?
You really should check out the Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival.
We'll buy your ticket.
Just to give
we'll
that all,
beers.
Give Craig a workout.
Stay in my spare room. I'll put you up. Just go and test that shrimp because I don't want to prejudice you, but I'm just saying.
I think you'll
some
be
of that
very
shrimp looked like it had an
interested.
Accent. William said he purchased plates of boiled shrimp from five of the roughly 12 seafood vendors at the event.
Terrible coverage.
That's really bad.
There's
right?
only 12. You could have hit up all 12.
Yeah.
Why are
you
that
saying
day?
4 out of 5 and you only tested 5?
He was at the Petro Pit. He wanted to spend enough time at the Petro Pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could hear a lot of like giggling and shrieking and he's like, oh, fuck, I got to get back in the Petro Pit.
5 will do.
Plus, once you get in the Petro Pit, it's really hard to get out. Very
yeah,
slippery.
There's no passing. You can't come back in.
All 5 vendors assured him their shrimp came from Louisiana waters, he said. So 4 out of 5 shrimp vendors are liars, is the other thing we learned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He analyzed the samples with technology that examines seafood tissue genetics and is not unlike that used for confirming coronavirus infections.
All right.
Do you swab in the inside of the shrimp's noses?
Yeah.
Tiny little
give him a little tickle.
A little tickle.
Developed in collaboration. Remember how unpleasant those were? Or are if you're still frequently doing them?
Yeah.
They're really nasty.
They make me fucking freak out. My eyes water. I'm just like sneezing for like 15 minutes afterwards. Caitlin, no problem.
Oh, really? Well, she is kind of made of tougher stuff.
She is made of tougher stuff.
Generally. It's a very... That part of the nose was not meant to be touched.
No, it's way up there.
It's up there.
It's further than our fingers go.
I remember when my friends were like... Very, very early on, where the first people I knew were getting tested described the test to me, I was like so scared. I was like, holy fuck, I'm never going to get sick because I don't want to have to get one of those tests.
Yeah. Did you
ever
get COVID?
The old ones were nasty.
Yeah.
Hmm? We've all had COVID, haven't we?
Yeah, I think I've had COVID twice now.
Okay.
I thought I was never going to get it. Developed in collaboration with Florida State University microbiologist Dr. Prashant Singh, CD Consulting's testing kit is slightly larger than a suitcase.
So he's going to this vendor, be like, oh, yeah, just carrying this like giant fucking bag. Can I just get a plate of boiled shrimp? Is this local?
It's such a funny image. And slightly larger than a suitcase just adds a delightful bit of flair where you're like, well, that means it's slightly too big to carry easily.
Yes, that is an awkward size.
You're lugging this big old thing around. Just here for the great atmosphere.
Just going up to the vendors like, yeah, shrimp, plate of shrimp, please. And, local, you say? Would you stake your reputation on it?
You promise?
Oh, no reasons.
The testing kit is marketed to food safety inspectors who work in the field, Williams said. Only 1 of 5 vendors, Woodrow's Cajun Cuisine, sold shrimp from the Gulf of Mexico, according to the testing. The other 4 samples were foreign farm-raised species, most likely imported from India or Ecuador, Williams said.
How do we know there's not foreign farm-raised shrimp in our great Gulf?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ocean is kind of all connected.
You reckon maybe they escaped?
How
they
do
like
you know? They could have gone from anywhere.
From the farm.
Mass escape, that's right.
Are shrimp not free to move?
Have you seen the size of the ocean and the size of a shrimp?
Looks like it'd sort of just go pretty far on a tide.
Yeah, maybe they got the one of those currents just sort of whipped them up. Oh, you know, in Finding Nemo, when they get in that current with the turtles.
With the turtles. It's exactly right.
That probably happened
like
with
Ecuador's
the
not that far away.
No, Ecuador's relatively close, isn't it? It's all the Americas, you
it's
know?
It's all Americas, baby.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Borders are fake. Yeah, they're just drawn on.
Made up lines, made up by humans.
Yes.
And shrimp can't read.
You can't cross an imaginary line.
Hmm.
Unless we're all imagining it, and then we sort of set a bunch of rules around it, and then it's very possible for other people to go, hey, you
I can't
that
picture
line.
Where the line is. So I could cross it very easily.
You're kind of immune to borders.
I am. Sort of freeze my thinking. That's why I'm such a genius.
Yes, that's why you've come up with all your wonderful inventions. How did that? You end up using that white noise machine you invented?
I haven't got time for shit. I do want to do stuff.
Yeah.
With my life.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you've got two beautiful boys.
Two beautiful boys.
Williams acknowledged his festival experiment wasn't controlled enough to withstand scientific scrutiny. Okay. That's true.
Okay.
Because you just sort of brought your briefcase to not even half of the shrimp vendors. But you did it anyway.
Imagining he's coming in. He's finding the highest viewpoint of the festival. Putting down his briefcase. Slowly unpacking.
Did you see a mysterious stranger roll into town?
Yeah. His reputation assassination kit.
He said his company's technology has been published in scientific journals and undergone peer review. The purpose of the festival testing was simply to demonstrate the efficacy of the field test kit. Well, it seems like what you demonstrated was the duplicitousness of the shrimp vendors at the shrimp festival.
I don't know. I think this guy's dodgy. Undergone peer review is a funny phrase.
That is true.
Yeah, didn't say
I'm
pass.
Not reading a lot of positive sort of words. It's just like, oh, yeah, my stuff isn't scientific.
You know
so
what I don't trust? Let me tell you what I don't trust and what I do trust. Mm. What I don't trust is some fancy big city CD food scientist rolling in from Houston. Blech, never been in a bayou in his life.
Yeah.
And you know who I do trust? The good, honest, hardworking shrimp folk of Morgan City, Louisiana.
100%.
Who are you going to believe? You don't think that like the regular citizen, bayou adjacent coastal Louisianans of Morgan City know what foreign shrimp tastes like?
Yeah.
They were raised on shrimp boats.
Rolls in this suit, hasn't even spent a moment in the petroleum pit.
He doesn't even know the names of the people there in the petroleum pit.
Candy, I think he's been paid diamond. By Woodrow's Cajun cuisine, frankly.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yes. I trust all of the shrimp vendors except for Woodrow's Cajun cuisine.
What if farm-raised shrimp are simply better?
True.
What if they flourish on the farm?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if it's kind of nice for them to live on the shrimp farm? They've got a little
like a shrimp farm that has like farm stays and stuff on it.
What if it's got a little shrimp tractor that they drive around?
Come on, children. It's time to milk the shrimp.
All the shrimp have names. They're all really friendly. They come right up to the door of your little tiny home that you're staying in on your shrimp farm stay.
Yeah.
The shrimp are here, kids. Ah!
The kids see the farmhand scooping a big net full out, putting it in the trailer for the abattoir.
Where are they going?
Just
going to live on
life.
A different farm.
Yes.
They're going on an excursion today.
Going to an even better, cooler farm that you can't go to.
Yeah.
Of the four vendors selling foreign shrimp, so angry just thinking about it, two were local restaurants and the other two were vendors that exclusively service fairs and festivals, Williams said. He declined to identify them by name, saying his testing wasn't meant to embarrass anyone.
Doesn't want to get sued.
Also, doesn't want a little bayou justice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit
you know
of Morgan
how they are,
City retaliation.
Down the bayou. Morgan City.
Yeah. Blood feud. Vendetta. Mm. You know? Someone walks into one of those bayous, might not walk out. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he wanted to go sightseeing. Yeah, so I took him out on my alligator boat.
On the bayou.
Never saw him again. Yeah, he fell off. You know, city folk. He wasn't raised on an airboat. He doesn't know how you're supposed to stand on him. It's a damn shame. He seemed like a sweet guy. Even though he said that stuff about my mum's shrimp. He did say, however, festival organizers should hold vendors to a higher standard. Yeah, well, you come in here.
As in they should hire him again and his fucking joke of a suitcase.
Bring it back,
like, suitcase that's too big.
Traveling the circus man.
The yes, suitcase sort of like that drag they around like a limp nerd.
My shoulder hurts.
All my lab gear is in there.
Oh, my beakers.
Get him.
It's kind of messed up that you're talking about Louisiana characters, and all I can think is Michael Rapaport in Justified.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You need to see Justified.
Yeah, it's on your Plex. I started. It's so many 45-minute episodes.
Yeah, and they're all good. Six seasons of it. Six perfect seasons.
A handsome guy in there with his beautiful smile, and that weird-looking guy with his really big smile.
Yeah.
And they're all best
friends.
And they
kind of play off each other.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Quote, "The person getting the revenue knew, and the people at the top definitely knew foreign shrimp were being sold."
All the way up to the top.
Yeah, the top? The people at the top?
The shrimp.
You mean Marge and Donald?
Who are you fucking talking about?
Kamala? Kamala?
Kamala knows this?
Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I know Biden doesn't know this.
Biden doesn't know shit. You know what? I keep having like weird moments where I realize he's still president.
He's still president. And
it's
they're
so
like,
funny.
They're
what's
like
he doing?
Wheeling him out like that guy that can't. This guy that's singing, but with the lip singing, and he's falling
Frankie
off
Valli?
Stage or whatever.
Frankie
I haven't watched
video
the videos
of Frankie Valli the other day.
I don't know who he is.
It was no good.
It's okay, like that
mumbling
guy.
Yeah, that's like got to be giving him like make work because otherwise he'd get cranky, but like he's not doing anything, right? They've just completely forgotten about him. They've ditched
his presidential make work project.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, why don't you go out there and shake some hands? Who are they? Doesn't matter. Just go shake some hands. Joe, just go shake some hands for
you
a couple
get out
hours
there and you do what you do best, Joe.
Sniff some hair.
They got him fake hair to sniff now. He doesn't know.
They got like 40-year-old actors dressed as 16-year-old girls that he can go. That's grim.
They've got those. They got those wigs that they get from real people.
Yes.
Just on a post.
I'll just keep him busy for another hour and a half. Perfect. Representatives from the Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival did not respond to multiple calls and emails seeking comment.
Yeah. They're in emergency mode.
They're figuring out what to do about this guy, the city slicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come and over here with your PhD, your electric car, you're going to tell us how we eat our shrimp?
And what if he wasn't on that flight back?
Yeah. Oh, that's weird. We saw him at the airport. We
all
saw
the way,
him
yeah,
there.
We gave him a lift.
Strange.
In fact, we wanted to make sure that he got there safe and sound.
We take care of our visitors here. We look after our guests.
We look after them real kindly.
I'm really loving how you're getting much more confidence with your accents.
Thank you. That's William Defoe's rat from...
Is he from Louisiana?
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Fantastic Mr. Fox. Oh, he is. Absolutely.
I think he's from the South, from Louisiana, for sure. Right. Yeah, maybe he is from Louisiana because it feels like there's a little bit of French in there.
It absolutely is. I think he calls someone like Mon Cheri.
He does. I think he is Cajun.
I might leave the Cajun one alone.
Yeah.
It's my job.
Cajuns are okay because they're ethnic whites.
Oh,
so
okay.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's Creole. We can't touch Creole.
Can't touch Creole.
Cajun, green. Creole, red.
Okay. Got it. Noted.
So this is the oldest state-chartered harvest festival in Louisiana.
Okay. And this guy's just showing up to ruin it.
Yeah. Yeah, he thinks he knows shrimp. You don't fucking know shrimp. When I close my eyes, I dream of shrimp. What do you see, city boy, when you dream?
Next year, he'll be bringing his big old suitcase down here to test the petroleum.
Yeah.
This isn't Louisiana petroleum.
This isn't that good old-fashioned Louisiana petroleum at all.
This is cut with Ecuadorian brown.
So one of the other big features of this is that they have a king and a queen of the festival, which we've seen that
how
in
big
a,
we talk
a lot.
Shrimp king?
The shrimp king and the queen? Shrimp shrimp queens.
Show me the shrimp king.
Well, they are. Yeah. Sorry, respectively, they are the shrimp and petroleum king and the shrimp and petroleum queen.
Okay.
Yucky. So this year's one. So this just happened like a couple of weeks ago. So this is the announcement of the two monarchs that were chosen. We're going to starting at the queen here. Natalie Sloan, 18, is the daughter of Joey and Alana Sloan of Morgan City. Sloan is a graduate of Central Catholic High School. She is currently attending Nicholls State University, where she is pursuing a degree in nursing. At Nicholls, she is involved in the Beta Iota Sigma Club and campus activities. In her free time, she enjoys staying active, spending quality time with family and friends, shopping, volunteering when the opportunity arises, and attending church.
America's so uh-huh. cool.
Yeah, they are on their own
like,
things.
Who's the hottest teen at the teen festival?
You better believe she is a religious sorority girl.
Yeah.
So that was the queen. So it's Natalie Sloan, 18. And this is the king. So this one's a little longer. Daniel T. Conrad, a lifelong resident of Morgan City, is senior vice president and director of Conrad Industries, Inc. He graduated from Nicholls State University in 1987 with a Bachelor of Science degree in management. Mr. Conrad joined Conrad Shipyard in 1997, where he held numerous positions, including facility manager, sales manager, and business relations manager. From 1989 to 1997, Mr. Conrad served in various positions with Venture Transport, Inc., a specialized oil field carrier. Prior to that, he worked for Johnny's Propeller Shop. So, you know, he's got Morgan City in his blood. Mr. Conrad currently serves on the board of directors for the Atchafalaya Intracoastal Coalition, the American Longshoremen's Mutual Association, and the Shipbuilders Council of America. He's also a past board member and president of the Petroleum Club of Morgan City. Mr. Conrad is the son of John P. Johnny Conrad Jr. and Mary Lou B. Conrad. Mr. Conrad's grandfather, Parker Conrad, was the founder of Conrad Shipping and was also involved in the shrimp industry, owning several shrimp processing plants, as well as transporting fresh shrimp to various docks along the East Coast. Mr. Conrad is married to Rebecca Darden Conrad and has four children, Danielle Milek, who was queen in 2007, Abigail Carrere, Michelle Conrad, and Brett Sennett, five grandchildren. Mr. Conrad is a parishioner of the Holy Cross Catholic Church. Now, if I could get you two to dip into the document real quick, I'd like you to look at some photos.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing based on that description of that man. So he's a shrimp shipyard guy.
Yeah.
Like she's like just a teen.
She's just 18. She's barely 18.
King and queen together.
And he is like 60 something, probably in his early 60s by the look of him.
Oh, man.
She also has a full foot of height on him as well.
Yeah, she's much taller than him. It's a great image.
Now, so this is what the couple looks like this year for the 89th, I believe, Shrimp and Petroleum Festival. If you scroll down, you'll see last year's.
Mm, yeah, it's like you could just interchange these two people. It's same, just a different 18-year-old blonde.
So 18-year-old blonde girl and an elderly man.
These are like, they cut like a baronesque figure, don't they? Like this is an industrialist.
Yes.
This is like a 70-year-old industrialist.
The same every year.
Well, Lucy, you said blonde every year. And
I'm sorry. There was a brunette.
One brunette. One 18-year-old brunette. Ancient. Yeah.
Ancient old man. Ancient old man.
And then we go down.
It's just funny. Traditionally, a king and queen are like... They're like kind a couple. Of, like kind
got
of
like
married.
A marriage bed.
They've got sort
and
of
and
a relationship.
Sort of yeah.
The king and queen, traditionally.
Okay, that is another ancient industrialist.
Man,
yeah.
Blonde.
Okay.
White, blonde 18-year-old. And then
yeah.
if you scroll down one more, there's one other photo that I found.
Okay, oh, now this is fun. This is a bit of fun. They're laughing in this one.
Well, one
and
of them's laughing.
One of them's laughing. One of them appears to be wearing Joseph's Technicolor KKK hood outfit.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so, I don't know.
Fully masked.
He is wearing, it is essentially a gold KKK hood with a purple plume on top of it and then a sort of medieval tunic with a fleur-de-lis on it. Purple and gold, of course, the colors of royalty. He's also wearing riding boots, and the gloves make it unbelievably sinister.
What a strange combination this is.
This is...
And there's just the only thing you can really see of his whole body are his terrible, flappy old man-looking knees.
But yeah, he's wearing tights. So you could see the wrinkles on the knees. Shape of them, the shape of his knees.
This is a KKK wizard outfit with the foil modifier. From Balatro. This is
rare drop.
This is a holographic gives 1.5 multiplier to racism.
So this is like,
you want to put that right at the very end so the multiplier applies last.
That's right. You just started playing Balatro yesterday, and now it's the only thing you're going to be thinking about for a couple of weeks.
I only think about one thing at a time or things that interface with that, no matter how.
Now, I think what I really wanted to get at here is that this is horrifying, and it looks like this is the stuff that they were trying to uncover in season one of True Detective. This is the...
Yes, absolutely.
This is just...
This is way worse than the Ecuadorian shrimp.
Why aren't they investigating this? Why isn't someone bringing a suitcase down and be like, why are you king and queen, like 50
years... Like 18 and 60. Like, what's the go?
This is kind of what's the go happening there.
What's your January, December, like, yes! Oh my God, what about the hotties? The jocks?
Are there no, like, hot jocks?
Do you guys not have a quarterback?
Yeah.
I think they're all working the boats.
Yeah, they're probably working the rigs.
Shrimping ain't easy, I'll tell you that much.
They must wear gloves because of all the little hook marks in their hands. From working the boats.
Also, I don't know if you guys noticed a little detail on the crown there, but the crown is like the town's logo, which is also on the scepter and on the mural behind
them. Is it a shrimp?
So it is a giant shrimp.
Oh, I actually love the shrimp tiara.
Yeah, that's a little extra, but I love it.
It's gorgeous.
It's a giant shrimp that is sort of standing on top of or wrapped around Mr. Charlie, the very old oil drilling platform that they have. But the shrimp's also wearing a little helmet.
What a place in the world to be.
Oh, the shrimp works on the oil rig?
I think the shrimp has a job. That's an employed shrimp.
It works on the rig.
Yeah. That shrimp's an oilman.
Oh my goodness. Something else, huh?
Yeah.
I love how every little festival, it's like, oh, that's last year's corn princess. She's going to hand over the corn crown to this year's.
But then, you know, every year another beautiful 18-year-old comes in, and then people start doing like sidelong glances at like the older corn queens and being like, do you remember when she was like the prettiest girl in town?
She's now 20. She's 20.
She's 20 now.
This really feels like a joke. Like this is what would come out of the pressure cooker of a fallout vault in Louisiana. Mm. Right?
Yeah,
if they
100%.
Took their signifiers and their symbols in with them and like what they know of culture and sort of just bred that.
Yeah.
For several decades in a bunker, completely unable to receive new information or context or what have you. This is what you would interrupt when the doors open.
100%. You'd be like, all right, we have to rebuild an entire civilization from
shrimp,
petroleum, and the KKK. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting about this to me is that, like, Louisiana as a state is not an overwhelmingly white state. Population is like there.
And all of these photos that I'm looking at, potentially by chance.
Mm. Yes, by chance, probably.
Perchance.
Yes.
I think she just happened to be the most beautiful 18-year-old in Louisiana at the time.
We looked at every woman in Morgan City, and for some reason, every year it is a white girl, woman who turned 18 like a week
beforehand.
Sorry,
just woman. Yes.
Yeah.
What's Morgan City's deal?
And then the most enterprising gentleman. Well, that just happened to be this ancient, fallen apart old white rich dude.
Man, one of the years the ancient industrialist, like his father and his grandfather had been the shrimp and petroleum king before as well. Like This is so sinister. It makes me feel unwell.
Yeah, I don't like this. There's something going on in Morgan City.
Yeah.
The shrimp, once you start pulling at that thread, you got to throw it in the bin because that's actually its intestines.
Yes. It's poop. You're eating the poop. This is just waiting to be blown wide open.
And yeah.
We're the comedy current events podcast to do it. Hey, if you were an 18-year-old girl and you got picked, an 18-year-old woman, and you got picked to be the shrimp and petroleum queen, you'd feel ever so lucky. We explore other lucky people in Mr. Lucky Duck.
He's Mr. Lucky Duck.
That's one lucky duck.
This comes to us from the Associated Press. A crash saved a teenager whose car suddenly sped up to 120 miles per hour.
Oh, that's good news.
Lucky that crash was there to
save his life. That's like 190 kilometers an hour. That is...
Oh, right.
So fast.
Yeah, that is so fast.
My car wouldn't go that fast.
No.
Personally? I don't know if yours would either, Theo.
No. Yeah. They shouldn't be made to.
No, there's no reason.
There's no reason for it.
If your car goes over 110 kilometers per hour, it should self-deploy spike strips.
Correct.
Fire you into the Logan River.
That's right. Unless it's me doing it and I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Sam Dutcher had just finished running errands when the 18-year-old, which is him, the 18-year-old's Honda Pilot suddenly began to accelerate even though his foot wasn't on the gas pedal.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
That's
one
a twist.
Honda
the brake
Pilot.
Wouldn't work, he couldn't shift into neutral, and before long, the runaway SUV was speeding into the western Minnesota countryside with no way to stop.
You are 18 years old. Why are you driving a car?
An SUV.
That is half the size of my house.
I think actually...
Huge.
You're not taking your children...
I didn't
even
know...
You're not taking your children to soccer?
That's the biggest Honda I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I was when you said Honda, I was picturing a much smaller car.
Yeah.
I was thinking
sports car going up to that fast because that's a surely a reasonable.
Yeah.
You don't. SUVs, they don't go 120 miles per hour.
Well, why would they?
Why would they?
Quote, I had the brake to the floor, Dutcher said Thursday, but the SUV kept going faster and faster, eventually reaching 120 miles per hour, in brackets here, 193 kilometers per minute.
It's okay, I could
just
do that.
Spitballing
well,
here.
They did it wrong.
Are you sure it was the brake?
Yeah.
Oh,
it feels like this could be like sort of an easy
confusion.
Mix up.
Yeah. That's what happens to a lot of people when they crash into businesses and stuff. They've just gone the wrong pedal. So you wouldn't think you'd be able to do it, but often they're seniors.
Yeah, like if you crash full speed with your Honda Odyssey with the bull bar up front into, let's say, the ATM at the front of a bottle store.
Yes.
Mm.
You probably
confusion.
Just done a little whoopsie.
Easy mix-up. Confusion. Yeah.
Easy it happens to all
up.
Of us.
One pedal makes the car go faster.
Oh, so. Is there money in those things?
I did a little whoops-up. I had an easy whoops-up out the front. And if no one saw, what you got is a lot of money. A last-ditch plan averted disaster that September evening. A trooper sped in front of the Honda and Dutcher was told to crash into the rear of his squad car, allowing it to ease safely to a stop moments before reaching a dangerous intersection.
Yeah.
Now,
and
I
yet,
read this
that
and
excuse
I was,
never works for me.
I was so confused by this, but then I
so
remembered
is he driving at a similar speed?
Must be, right?
Modern cars have smarts in them. Where if you're about to run into something, they stop you from doing that.
Yeah, okay. The adaptive cruise control and emergency braking.
Collision
sort of
detection.
Stuff.
My car doesn't have that. It's just me and the open road. No computer, you know? Quote, that was really all I could think of that was going to get him stopped in time, Minnesota trooper Zach Groover said. We just kind of ran out of time and distance. I really didn't know any other way.
So how did this occur? Has he called the cops?
You will find out.
Oh.
But essentially, yes. Dutcher, who graduated high school in May and is studying auto mechanics, was driving to the family home near West Fargo, North Dakota.
Around better edit that accent.
Yeah, I could definitely do that Fargo accent. Everyone's going, oh, geez. Around 7:30 p.m. on September 17th, when he realized something was wrong. Quote, I went to take my foot off the accelerator, Dutch recalled. It wouldn't slow down. As the SUV gained speed, Dutcher had two options. Stay on a two-lane road and drive into Minnesota, or hop onto the interstate. Figuring traffic would be lighter, he chose the road less traveled. Now, okay. Personally, my thinking here, get on the interstate.
Yeah, everybody's going fast, right?
Like, yeah, everyone's going fast as fuck. Everyone's already doing like 130, 140 k's an hour. And also, the interstate kind of doesn't stop. Like, there are very few places where there are, like, traffic lights on the interstate, you know? Like, especially in Minnesota, at the border.
They're probably overtaking you on there.
I've driven out there before. I've been on that interstate. It's empty. Not a lot going on out there. Dutcher tried using voice command on his phone to call 911, but it didn't work.
Cool.
Awesome. Mm. That's great.
Awesome. Everything functioning correctly.
Yeah.
Cars failing.
Voice control doesn't work. So he called his mum. Catherine Dutcher was in the drive-thru line at Hardee's. I love America so much. In her 911 call, she mentioned that the Honda had just been in the shop because the accelerator was apparently getting stuck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mechanic's like, oh, yeah. No, we fixed that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's all still not working? Oh, geez. Authorities suspect that the SUV's computer malfunctioned. Yeah, it sounds like maybe the computer malfunctioned.
Yeah, probably the computer, like the motherboard or something.
Yeah, probably something to do
probably
with
the car's motherboard.
Probably one of the chips in there.
The family should take the vehicle into a dealership for an inspection, a Honda spokeswoman told the Associated Press.
Yeah, I guess they should.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm, probably.
Oh, gee, you think? Yeah.
Might have head on down to the Honda.
Down to Minnesota.
Minnesota Honda. I'm just Irish, what?
Yeah.
I'm losing the confidence.
I feel like you had the two syllables that came out of your mouth first. Perfect.
Yeah, okay.
The company could not comment further until an inspection was done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can see that.
Who are they getting to hop in that thing?
To take it there? I was wondering that
as
well.
Who's driving it to the dealership?
They just drive it to the dealership. Car stopped twice in as many days for going 200 k's an hour. As the Honda sped into Minnesota, Clay County Deputy Zach Johnson reached Dutcher by phone. So he's called his mum, who's called 911, and then the police have called him. And he's just trying to get his phone to pick up.
So he could call his mum.
But not 911.
But not 911, because he doesn't want to take his hands off the wheel.
He didn't want to take his hands off the wheel because he's going 200 kilometers an hour.
Yeah. Probably a good call.
That's really fast.
He got the Tom Walker GTA mod installed.
On just his car.
On just his car. Whoop.
Just got to lightly touch the... and I'm gone. Dash camera video shows Johnson talking Dutcher through possible solutions. Nothing worked. Well, I bet the car probably doesn't let you turn on the handbrake if you're in motion because there's smarts in the handbrake. I bet there's probably all sorts of smarts in there. Trying to keep him safe, but what did they do? They put him in danger.
They turned on him.
You can't trust anyone but yourself. Rip
cars.
The computer out of your fucking
car. You don't
car.
Need a computer, analog style.
Yeah, except maybe the ECU or whatever. Keep that.
Yeah, the direct injection stuff. You probably keep that.
But all the other stuff, you don't need an infotainment system.
No.
You got Bluetooth? Just Bluetooth from your Spotify.
Yes.
Just plug in
like
your
MP3 player. Our ancestors did.
Yes. God. I don't need the internet in my car. For
you don't
my
need
car.
It. You don't need it. Get Bluetooth out of there, personally.
Yes. And nothing that travels over the waves. I feel it actually, it excites your particles in a way that makes them sick.
Mm.
My molecules and stuff.
Yeah. Just wear headphones instead.
Yeah. You ever see that? Someone driving around with over-ear headphones on?
No, that's fucked up. That's pretty weird.
Yeah, I've done that on occasion.
Why? What? No, don't do that. That's unbelievably unsafe.
So I can hear my music better.
What are you talking about? When you say on occasion, are you talking about like 10 years ago, 12 years ago? You don't mean within like recent memory.
Yeah, I mean.
I think you need to hear the road or something.
You beautiful Sonys.
Oh, I think I had one ear cap off.
That's
I can't remember
horrible.
Why I was doing that.
That's psycho behavior. Meanwhile, All Catherine Dutcher could do was worry. When she called 911 for an update, she broke. Quote, they said they've got several officers going to him as well as medical, she recalled. At that point, I kind of lost it because I just imagined him being either seriously injured or dead. I didn't know how they were going to stop a car that was going that speed.
Yeah, I mean, that's reasonable. And plus, you've got the cops doing it and they're not, you know, problem solvers at the best.
This one seemed to have done an all right job. Like,
absolutely.
Imagine
only
any other cop. Yeah,
he should be in another line of work.
Speed strips or shot the tires out or done a pit maneuver on him or whatever.
Yeah. Shot him.
Yeah. Every now and then, I don't know if you guys remember this. This happened maybe like a year or two ago, but a cop was following this woman driving like a, this is in the US. I can't remember what state. Colorado, maybe? Anyway, woman's driving along. Cop reckons she's speeding and indicates for her to pull over. But it's on like an interstate that doesn't have a shoulder on it. So there's nowhere to pull over. So she slows right down and chucks her hazards on to look for a spot to pull over. And then the cop's like, oh, she's trying to escape. And then flips the car, like does a PIT maneuver, hits the back, and it fully flips the car. And that woman is like 7 months pregnant. So
oh
he's like,
God.
Yeah. Jeopardized her health of a baby. And then it turns out, like the cops came out and were like, well, you know, she should have just pulled over. And then everyone's pointing to the fact that that state's guidelines are if there's nowhere safe to pull off, you put your hazards on and travel slowly to a spot where you can or whatever. But this happened maybe like 2 years ago. Every couple of months, I Google this thing to see if there's been any consequences for that cop yet. And as far as you can tell, none.
Oh, why would you?
Why would there be?
Yeah. No. So fucked up. Groover heard what was going on through his radio. His Dodge Charger eventually caught up with the Honda as it was approaching the town of Hitterdal, Minnesota, about 30 miles from where the problem began. Only about 200 people live in Hitterdal, but the highway runs through an area with a couple of stop signs, a railroad crossing, and an intersection with another highway.
Mm, Jesus.
Yeah.
Cars live in there.
Trouble brewing.
Mm.
That's real bad. But maybe if you're going 200 kilometers an hour, you just zip between the cars.
Yeah, it's actually the safest speed you can do.
You're walking between raindrops. Groover raced ahead to keep traffic at bay. His dash cam video showed the Honda zipping past quickly through the town.
Oh, my goodness.
Dutcher said the SUV was going about 120 miles an hour. Soon, another worry. Johnson warned Groover that the highway ended at a T-intersection about 4 miles away, which is a 2-minute drive at racing speed. He should have got on the fucking interstate. I'm like, he's 18, you know, he's making spur of the moment decisions, but the small town back road, that was not the smart play.
Yeah, interstate.
Absolutely not.
Worst that happens, it eventually ends in an ocean and you can just like, that's going to stop you.
Well, you can just see how long you can go before you run out of fuel.
Exactly.
I mean, you're going, which way was he going? So he's going from South Dakota into Minnesota. What's after that? You're going into Wisconsin? Oh, that'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Michigan?
Get some cheese while you're there.
Got a cheese castle? Stop at the Mars cheese castle if you can just jump on out.
That's it. I'm calling it. Choose the grassiest shoulder you see. Get out. Get some beer and cheese soup.
I need some curds.
Jumps out of the car that's going 200 kilometers an hour, goes straight into a rolled, walks in, orders himself some cheese curds. Someone looks at him and says, I'll have what he's having.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think that's kind of how it would go down.
And then the car crashes through the wall of a primary school.
That's right.
But that's no longer your fault. Like, you didn't
do
that.
You're not in. You're not driving that car.
You're not in it. Yeah, you're not.
The 2022 Honda's crash mitigation system kicked in. Oh, so this is an 18-year-old driving a 2022 SUV.
Yeah.
Fucking
America's
money from.
Messed up. Yeah.
I'm assuming it's his parents' car, right?
His parents. Yeah,
probably. Your that first car should be
tons.
Older than you.
Yeah.
That is my firm belief.
Yeah.
I actually
and should not have a 3.5-liter V6 in it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. The 2022 Honda's crash mitigation system kicked in at the point of impact, helping ease the collision, Groover said. The Honda was going at about 80 k's when it struck the trooper's vehicle. So that's good. They managed to shave off about 120 k's.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
From there, Groover was able to gradually slow to a stop. How did they?
Okay.
Like, wouldn't it still be trying to accelerate it?
Well, I think they're saying that maybe there's a safeguard in there that if you're in an accident, the cruise control or whatever that's taken over will stop.
The robot will relinquish its control over your car. Groover, a married 30-year-old expecting his first baby, was impressed by the young driver who was able to navigate a runaway vehicle at unimaginable speeds.
You should give him a job.
You should make him a cop. Give him a job as a race car driver.
Yes. I was thinking.
He should be the pace car driver at the next big South Dakota NASCAR event. At the South Dakota Speedway. Sam did great, said Groover, who has been a trooper for over 3 years. I don't think there's a whole lot of people who could deal with that pressure. It's genuinely amazing.
Actually really impressive. That's crazy.
Yeah, Sam Dutcher, you are the Punta Vista cool guy of the week. You are the cool teen of the week. Every week we appreciate one
Punta
teen.
Punta Vista's cool teen of the week.
Hang loose, brother. I bet this guy's probably dealing with a little bit of emotional trauma after that.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with psychological issues in a segment that we call Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800-317-5155. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
This comes to us from /swingers, the swinging subreddit. Competitive swinger game ideas? Recently became aware of the rock, paper, scissors trend. I think they've just disastrously misspelled scissors in a way I can't even understand. They've transposed the middle two S's for the C that should have been after the first S.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Rock, paper, scissors, trend.
Where the winner gets to play with a third while the other person has to complete some task, brackets running a lap or waiting a minute, etc. Basically mild forms of reward and punishment. That is the least erotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
So you play rock, paper, scissors. The winner gets to fuck your wife and you do like some push-ups or something.
Yeah. You have to go outside and jump rope for 5 minutes.
Christ.
While some other guy is shooting ropes.
I went five times around the house.
Yeah.
Can I have a turn?
Can I now fuck my wife, please?
And you're like, no, go around again. I didn't see the last one, buddy. I didn't see the last one.
I sang Twinkle Twinkle Little Star while I was in the other room by myself, naked, sort of trying to idly maintain my boner. Can you, let's be honest here, okay? Let's cut the shit.
Yeah.
You're in a group sex situation. You're having a threesome. Awesome. Congratulations. That fucking rules. Having sex with two people at once? That's dope.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, guys, we're going to do rock, paper, scissors again. Oh, we all did scissors.
Where Americans love to play drinking games.
Yeah, it's like just drink.
The game is drinking.
Put it in your mouth.
Alcohol. You're an adult person. You can just drink the alcohol.
Stop doing your scissors, paper,
you
rock.
Met up for sex, for group sex.
Just put that penis in your mouth. Stop fucking around.
Hey, I know we're all rearing to go, but we don't want to go too quick, too hard.
No. Hey, so what let's do something silly for a little bit.
Hey, I know. Hear me out.
Sex silly.
Duck, duck, goose.
Oh, this is
okay.
It's just something so horrible about you've gone through the foreplay. You know, you sat down for a glass of wine first. Someone's put on a nice record, the candles, and then you've you've gotten over the hesitancy. You've all started moving in towards each other. You've taken off your clothes. You've all started making out. Oh, it's so sexy in there. And someone's like, time for a little game.
Time for a little game. They already made a swinger sex game. It's Twister.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what it's for.
you pretend that you're really drunk after having had like one largish glass of Shiraz and you go, oh, this is crazy. But what if we played Strip Twister? And then bam, the threesome's happening.
Because you don't have to play the game anymore. Yeah. The game was just a means to an end.
You throw the little spinner thing far away from you because you don't need to touch that shit because you're having group sex. Congratulations.
Plus it's pointy.
Yes.
And it'll get you.
Yeah.
It's risky. But sorry, I got cut. Just come on.
Hey, let's get the Ouija board out. See what happens.
Now we're talking. Let's get in a fourth.
Let's play sex guess who. Oh, another wrong guess. I get to fuck your wife. Why don't you go in the other room and watch a couple of episodes of Adventure Time? Let's say three because they're only 10 minutes long.
You go play a few rounds of Fortnite and that's your sex game.
Yeah. Ooh, we're withholding from you and you're playing Fortnite. You love Fortnite.
You love Fortnite.
And I love fucking your wife. Everybody wins. I've found many icebreaker games for swingers. He gives one example. Sexy Jenga.
What's sexy Jenga?
What are you talking about? If you make the tower fall over, you get to have one sex.
What the? I hate this.
It's an icebreaker exercise, so surely it's like
it's pre-sex.
If you make it fall over, you have to take like an item of clothing.
Oh, they have something written on them or something?
That's worse than you think. Everything's got like you can buy it on Amazon, and it's like the Jenga tiles say like bring out a toy of your choice.
Oh,
blow me.
Okay, I'm looking at another Amazon one here that's... Oh, this is so good. Let's take a bubble bath.
Okay. It's
like in the middle
these
of the game?
These are in the middle of the game.
Really
do you know how long
it takes? Really
do you know how long it takes to run a bath?
Yeah. Tease your partner's nipple. Honey, can you come over here for a second?
Those two are very different.
But this one is great. Give 5 minutes of sex.
What do you mean?
Let me just give you 5 minutes of sex real quick.
Just a quick five, tight five.
Can we do a tight five?
Hey,
I'm just going to give you a tight
set
five.
Set an alarm for 5 minutes.
Oh, this sucks.
This fucking sucks.
What are you people doing? Oh.
Just stop after 5 minutes?
Oh, yes. Okay, so like the third result for me was actually a link to our swingers of someone who made... simplified sexy Jenga. So this is, they have written their own on an existing sort of a blank, on a Jenga blank. Lick slash kiss neck right, lick slash kiss neck left, and then those two repeated. Lick slash nibble ear left, lick slash nibble ear right. Remove an article of clothing, fake an orgasm, just a peck. That's in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Do you think they mean on the genitals?
Maybe.
Or literally just a really chaste kiss.
Maybe it's just a chaste kiss.
Hey, come over here, Brian. I know we didn't say that this was like a bisexual one, but I'm willing if you are.
I'm going to peck you.
I'm going to peck you, Brian. you better purse those lips because you're about to get pecked. The shortest, lightest kiss in history. Describe a sexual fantasy. Make out 15 seconds. Demonstrate fave sex position. Dry hump.
And someone could just cut Ben's voice into like pieces for this last bit and maybe just put this on a randomizer for your own sexy part.
I'm going to peck you, Brian. I'm going to peck you, Brian.
Dry hump. Dry hump. I've got to dry hump you, Brian. Close two eyes and ID an ass by fondle.
Oh, so this is like a group, right?
This is for groups.
Where
this is why they
had
like,
sex with everyone in the group.
Yeah, and they're saying left or right, as in the person sitting to your left or the person sitting to your right.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just indicated the neck or the nape you were kissing.
Left neck, right neck. Quote, wandering hands. 15 seconds.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Straddle, fondle self, eye contact,
nah,
spank.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
One redeeming feature of this post is that it's on. They've done it on a stable table. The thing we were talking about the other day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's on one of those beautiful. It's actually on a timber paneled stable table, which is quite nice.
Wow. Okay.
Wonderful. Good lord. Sorry, I found many icebreaker games for swingers, sexy Jenga, but not many. Any recommendations or games you've developed for this? Thanks. I've got a couple of replies here. This one is just genuinely someone doing a funny reply. Commander format Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Great. Another one here. We have made ourselves the Erotica Game Swinger Edition. It's German. Oh, sorry. Let me do this in the right accent. We have made ourselves the Erotica Game Swinger Edition. It's German only as far as I know, but it has a competitive character. You have to reach the top on the game board without reaching an orgasm. On the way to the top, you have some action cards to draw. In the beginning, it's all about getting nude, then petting, and at the end, full-on sex and full swapping.
You imagine German.
What the commands are like
on a German sex board?
Yeah. Oh, do we want to use the Sexenspiel that we have? It is quick Sexspiel, 15 minuten max.
This card says eine Penetration.
If your partner won sex. Oh, all right. You got it. Touch ass. One more reply here. The only games we've ever played are usually related to orgasms.
What do you mean?
We've been playing our orgasm games in our sensual sexatorium that we have.
Don't act like you're too cool for this comment thread.
Everyone in the comments, other than the people I've chosen, is acting too cool for it. They're all calling this guy like a nerd, where they're like, no, we generally just like suck each other off.
Oh,
okay.
What are you talking about?
All right.
Yeah, so there is still like normal people in the swinging community.
I thought you were joking about erotische Sexspiel, by the way.
No, that's
what
real.
The website says.
Yeah. I remember being like, as a kid, seeing one of the James Bond movies where the henchmen are German and like one of the guys is reading a porno mag that had Sexspieler. Big letters across the front. Stuck with me forever. Yeah, this... I don't know. Maybe you've been married for a long time and you need these prompts or whatever, but come on. Just don't be cringe.
Just be like, cool about it.
Just be sexy. That's what I'm saying this week. Just be sexy. Hey, if you're having sex, be sexy with it.
Mm.
Don't be like a nerd about it. Stop trying to ruin sex for the rest of us by making it sound deeply unappealing. You finally convince your neighbors to have sex with you and you're like interrupting them to be like, oh, we have to play Snakes and Ladders. Yeah, God damn.
Shaking my head at these people.
Yeah, you are.
Not us. Everything we do is normal.
Yeah, we are sexy in our own ways that we don't talk about openly on the show. Don't speculate about it.
Mm.
It's weird.
It's weird. It's a weird thing to do.
It's a really, really weird thing to do. Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast. Bunta Vista, thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't signed up to the Patreon, I recommend it because those bonus episodes, I often have more time to put the notes together for the bonus episodes just because of the days we record on. So sometimes they're the better episode. I don't do that on purpose. I have a complicated and annoying schedule. It just works out that way sometimes.
And we have fun there.
We can be a little more ourselves because I'm so worried about saying something on here that will upset someone, hurt someone's feelings. I don't want to make anyone feel bad, you know? Don't want to offend anyone.
We're unmasking on there, you know?
Yes. Yeah. You know what? This feels a little bit like work. The bonus episodes feel like play.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They just come out of us unbidden.
Yeah. Ooh, the jokes come out. We will catch you maybe on the bonus episode, and hopefully on the next free episode, unless you decided that this one was it for you. And if so, it was lovely having you.
It was nice having you.
I don't blame you.
Thanks for sticking it out.
Not everything is for everyone, you know? Stay safe. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.